The late November, early December storm dumped inches of rain on the region and did some damage to forest roads on the Tongass National Forest in this area. Petersburg District Ranger Ted Sandhofer says he's had reports of blocked drainage culverts and some washed out roads.
We tried to design our culverts and our infrastructure and our roads for like 50-year events, you know, and this last, you know, record rainfall might have exceeded that. So it's not surprising that we had some issues out in the road system.
Sandhofer says three culverts were plugged with debris on Three Lakes Loop Road near Falls Creek, and backed up water started to wash out part of that road. Construction company Rockin' Road has repaired that damage already. There was also some damage on the 40,000 road near where it meets the Three Lakes Loop Road, along with a small slide across the Three Lakes Loop Road between the 40,000 road and the Falls Creek Bridge. Another company, Reed Brothers, was scheduled to remove that material this week. Sandhofer says other plugged culverts on the Twin Creek Road were cleared by hand. He's also heard of a slide in the Portage Bay area.
You know, there'll probably be more and more discovered as we go out and look at the district. And I would appreciate if any of the public finds some issues on the road, that they give us a call so we know about them.
The heavy rain also flooded yards and ditches in Petersburg, and a sewer pump station in Scow Bay was overwhelmed with storm water, causing wastewater to back up into three homes on the Wrangell Narrows side of Mitkoff Highway south of town. The borough has been planning to upgrade that pump station, and borough manager Steve Giesbrecht told the assembly the work should happen next year.
If COVID hadn't kind of slowed our contractors' efforts down, we would have been able to get that project done last summer, and we would have been in a much better position to handle the extreme storm flows. The project is planned to be started in the spring.
The borough is asking homeowners in the Scow Bay area south of Kings Row to check drains and sewer cleanouts to make sure that rainfall is going into storm drains and not the sewer system. The downpours also backed up a storm drain and caused some flooding in the hallway at the community center. A drainage culvert at the borough's public works yard also backed up and started to scour the rock embankment. Giesbrecht told the assembly the embankment is holding, but staff have moved equipment off that part of the property in case it fails. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a disaster declaration following the storm, but Giesbrecht made clear that impacts here in Petersburg are not at the level of the disaster seen in Haines.
The governor's disaster declaration does include Petersburg, but we have not reached out to say we need National Guard resources or anything like that. So we know we can do that if, in fact, something bad happens, but so far we have weathered this pretty well.
While Petersburg had its wettest summer on record this year, the annual record does not look to be in jeopardy. By the second week in December, Petersburg has recorded over 114 inches of rain, well short of a record of 136 inches set back in 1991. And just 5 years ago, the area recorded nearly that much as well. However, from the drought years of 2017 and 18, the change has been dramatic. Petersburg saw only 76 inches of rain just 2 years ago, nearly 40 inches less than this year's total. One benefit from all the rain is topping off hydroelectric lakes in southeast. Several in the region were nearly full after the latest storm, setting up Petersburg with a good supply of electrical power for the wintertime. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.